Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, the King who has come will come again. And we pray comes now and teaches us. Amen. I want to talk about the Old Testament reading today from Isaiah 64. Pray with me. Lord, your word is a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. May it ever shine on us this new church year. Reveal truth to us. Open our minds and hearts to receive that truth, to repent and have faith and joy in Christ. We pray in his name. Amen. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, as you know, Advent tends to be a time for us as people to organize things. We kind of put things together in this season. We need to put together and organize our Christmas decorations. We've already put some up at home. And this coming Saturday, we will put up the decorations here in the church. It's a very careful, meticulous process. The elders cannot do it by themselves, can we, guys? We got to have women's help to do it right. So it'll all be laid up very, very nice next Sunday. Organization, putting things together. We need to put together our Advent schedule. Maybe you already had your calendar out. We got to do this party and that family gathering and that family gathering and there and there. And here's our schedule. If you're not organized, you're running around everywhere. Organization, putting things together. We got to put together a Christmas list. What am I going to get? Mom, dad, son, daughter, pastor, and pastor, and pastor. What am I going to get them and get them? Got to have that list all organized so you know where you got to shop and where we got to go. If you're not organized, nothing but stress. And then you really got to have a plan on how to pay for it all, right? How am I going to pay for all this stuff? What's going to be the payment plan? We tend to try to be organized this season, put things together. But during this season, we pray that God would rip things apart. That's the first reading of the church here. Isaiah 64, we cry out with Isaiah that God would not organize things, but that God would rip things apart. Oh, that you would rend the heavens, and rend is quite a violent word in Hebrew. Rip it apart, God. Tear open the heavens. Rip it apart. No organization, no putting things together. Rip open the heavens, tear it apart, God, and come down. That's Advent. And that's the church here. What's it all mean is a good Lutheran question. This rending of the heavens, ripping up of the heavens, tearing open the heavens. Three lessons that we might learn from that today as we begin this church year. First of all, when we pray that God would tear open the heavens and rip open the heavens and come down, we're praying that our God would make a big, big opening into heaven. God, don't just make a small crack into heaven. I may not make it through. Don't give us a little people into heaven that I can barely see what heaven's like and I really can't ever get there. But rip it open. Tear it open. Make a huge opening so that all your blessings come down. Not just a little bit of favor, a little bit of blessing sprinkled here and there, but rip it open so that we get all of you. All your blessing. All your favor. Give us everything, God, because without that, we're hopeless. And then also open up heaven big and wide so that we can get there. So that we, foolish, sinful people, see the way to heaven is so obvious and we can actually get there because we can't get there ourselves. So rip it open. Make it really, really big, God. I think in this text we are to recall one Old Testament story we might recall is the parting of the Red Sea, where God rips open, rends the Red Sea, if you will. You guys know the story. Israel's come out of Egypt. There's probably 3 to 5 million Israelites. And now they're coming out of Egypt from their 430 years of slaves. And now they're up against the Red Sea. And now Pharaoh has changed his mind again, has sent his army to kill all the Israelites. The people are panicked. Oh no, what are we going to do? We're all going to die. And what does God do? God does not create a small crack in the Red Sea that the people have to look at. Where's it at? Where's the crack? How are we going to get out of here? That they have to go single file through. He makes it obvious. God does not create a little tunnel in the Red Sea. We have to crawl through a tunnel. God rends the Red Sea. He splits it apart so that 3 to 5 million people can easily go through. There's the way out. It's nowhere else. Right there, it's obvious. It's the way. Let's go and go now. He rends the Red Sea. And so we pray, oh God, do the same similar thing. Rip open the heavens. Open them up so that we have you and all your favor and all your blessing, all of you, and make it obvious how we get to you. And this prayer, of course, is answered at Christmas and Good Friday and Easter, where God gives us everything he can give us, his only beloved Son. God gives us everything he can give us. He rips open and says, here I give you everything that I am and have, my Son, and in him is forgiveness, in him is salvation, eternal life. What more do you folks want? I can't give you any more than myself. And he comes himself and dies and rides. It makes it obvious that he and he alone is the way. I used to shop with my dad a little bit when I was a boy, because my dad had to go out shopping to get my mom something, and so we kind of begrudgingly went out shopping. And when you're shopping with dad, of course, dad doesn't really want to shop. My dad was very generous. And so, you know, we knew we could probably get some candy off of dad, or bubble gum, or an ice cream cone. So we, during our shopping time, dad, can we have a little money, get a candy, a bubble gum, an ice cream cone? And if my dad reached into his front pocket, we were in trouble. Because if he reached into his front pocket, it meant we're only going to get change. A quarter, 50 cents, 75 cents, it's all right. But if dad reached in his back pocket and pulled out the wallet, the wallet, we're going to get a dollar bill. And that day, that was a lot of money. We might get a $5, maybe a $10 bill from dad. Wow, he's opening his wallet. And so our God at Christmas doesn't just reach in his pocket and say, here's a little bit for you. He doesn't just open up his wallet either. He opens his heart and gives us his Son and all his love, his very life. And so we are rich in every way, as Paul says in Corinthians. We've been enriched in everything. You don't get poor at Christmas, you get rich. A second thing that this is teaching us, we pray that God would rip open the heavens so that God would come face to face with us. God, rip open the heavens so we can really be with you. No more barriers, no more obstacles, no more distance. We want to see you face to face, God. Total reconciliation, you and I together forever. Forever and ever and ever. Just us, face to face. This is Isaiah's prayer. In Isaiah's day, where was God? God was behind the curtain in the temple, the big glorious temple that Solomon had built. And God lay there at the Ark of the Covenant behind the big thick curtain. And only the high priest could go back there once a year to make a sacrifice. Once a year, the high priest alone. God's behind the curtain. There's distance. God does love us, but there's distance. There's an obstacle. There's the curtain. There's the priesthood. There's the sacrifices. When are we ever going to be with you, God, and really have you, and no more curtains, and no more priesthood, and no more sacrifices, none of that stuff, just you and I, God? And it's answered at Christmas, when God does rip open the heavens and gives his Son. And it's answered on Good Friday, when what does Jesus do to the curtain? He rips that temple curtain, and Isaiah is certainly alluding to that. Rip open the heavens, rip up the curtain, God. Don't hide behind the curtain anymore. Rip it up, God. Forgive us our sins. Make reconciliation. Wash us, cleanse us, that we be one forever. And it happens when Joseph and Mary hold baby Jesus face to face. And Simeon, the old man, says, now my eyes have seen thy salvation, holding him face to face. And Anna. And he walks, and people touch him and see him. Happens today as we hear the word. Happens today as we eat his blood, he's right here in my mouth. He's right here, face to face with me, forgiveness and salvation. Not far away, no obstacles, no barriers, it's Christ right here. Emmanuel, God with us. And we pray with Isaiah, even more than Isaiah, oh God, Jesus, rip the heavens again and come down and take us to heaven. Take us to heaven so we don't live by faith anymore, but we live by sight. We can behold you face to face and be together forever and ever and ever. That's our Advent prayer. All I want is you, God. All I need is you. Without you, life is hopeless. I read an article, part of an article, that was titled, How to Survive the Holidays. And I guess the assumption is it's hard to survive the holidays because the holidays are stressful. And one of the tips for surviving the holidays kind of made me chuckle. One of the tips was, don't spend too much time with your relatives. Because if you spend too much time, you get on each other's nerves, and you fight and quarrel, and then there's tension and stress, and you don't have a happy holiday. So see your relatives, but not too long, because we all know you don't like them that much, and they don't like you that much. So just a little bit of time, and then leave. Boy, they know kind of the Busher clan, Pat. Probably your clan, too. Because we're sinners, we can only take so much of each other. But oh, how we want to be with God forever. We'll never tire of seeing Jesus and being with Jesus. And here's what's even more important. He never gets tired of seeing us. He loves us. And oh, how he loves us and forgives us. Together with him forever. And last of all, when we pray, oh God, rip open the heavens, we are saying, God, do it right now. Not later, God. Don't meticulously, carefully open up heaven and take a long time opening heaven, but rip it open, tear it open, that you come right now. It's urgent. Right now we need you. Not just tomorrow, not Tuesday, not just Wednesday, not 2015. We need you right now, God. For we are sinners. We have sickness. We have disease. We have fear. We have worry. We have war. We have killings. We have greed, idolatry, all around us there's trouble. God, come right now. Only you can help us. Be urgent about it, God. Come now. Come quickly. Come. Rip it open and come right now. That's Isaiah's prayer. Make a name for yourself. Show yourself you're the true God. Save people now, including myself and my family and all people. Another Old Testament story I think of when I think of this is the story of Elijah. Because Isaiah speaks of fire coming down. I think of Elijah, maybe a reference to Elijah. When Elijah had his battle on Mount Carmel with the prophets of Baal, 450 false prophets for Baal, the false god, Elijah, the only prophet for God, and the great contest, they both build an altar, and the God that came by fire and consumed the sacrifice was the true God. And so the false prophets went, they danced, they cut themselves, and there was no fire because there was no Baal. He's a false god. And then Elijah prays, oh God, come bring fire. And God doesn't wait an hour. God doesn't wait a day. He doesn't wait 3 days or 5 days or a year. God comes right there and consumes the sacrifice that Elijah had put water on, actually. He consumes it with fire. God showed he was the true God. Get rid of your idols. I'm the true God. And so Isaiah's prayer, our prayer, God, do the same today. Come down, oh God, with the fire of the Spirit. And make your name known. So help us, your church, as we proclaim your name. Forgive us now, God. Wash us now, God. Strengthen me today, God. Not just tomorrow. I need it today. Have mercy today. Be with me today. Give me guidance today. Use me as your instrument today. Today, God, that I proclaim your name to the ends of the earth, that all be saved. It's urgent. Time's of the essence. And I know sometimes we can't even crawl out of bed to worship this God because we're so far behind and slow. We pray, God, don't be slow. And even use poor little me as your witness. Bring down the fire of your Spirit and enkindle that fire in your church and get us out of our apathy and laziness. I've heard a lot over the last few days, that Christmas is a time for family. I think that's the slogan in the world. Christmas, the time for family. And I would agree. It is a time for family. But dear friends, it's a lot more than that. It's a time for faith. Faith in this God who has saved us. It's a time that we think of our future, when he will come again and take us to heaven. And it's a time for the church to go forward, not backward and not hide, but go forward to proclaim his saving name to the ends of the earth. And so God, come and strengthen us. this season we tend to organize. We put things together. But we start the church here praying with Isaiah. Rip it apart, God. Rip things apart. Rip open apart. Tear it apart, God. Come now. Come face to face with every blessing. And come and open up heaven for the whole world, including you and I. Yes, oh that you would rend the heavens and come down. Oh that you would rend the heavens and come down. Join me. Oh that you would rend the heavens and come down. Amen. We rise. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join in the offertory.